humor out there. I try to be a Republican real hard.
Florida's
trying to come into
the Muskie is a Muskie.
is the only one in Hampshire. So you got Muskie going into Florida with Hunter, and it's very interesting to find Hubert. Hubert is a very nice dog now. He's a little bit wobbly, but he's a nice dog. But Hubert now, I find, is becoming a little conservative down in Florida. And he had dragged Humphrey and Muskie to the left. In addition,
I was with Humphrey at Muskie when I was a police chief. We went into a black area, 20th in Columbia, which is the heart of the ghetto. Myself and maybe 30 security guys and some uniformed police, the only white man there. And he got up and made a speech. It frightened me. And finally, I got to one of the Secret Service guys. I said, well, you better get to him, and we're going to have a riot right here.
Was he stirring up?
Oh, he was blaming the whites for all the ills.
They do.
And
how else you start to do that now, too? You know, this country's a hell of a bad place, and we're all sick and all that. Well, I just don't believe in me either. And
this is a political decision. I was talking to Ambassador Annenberg. I was doing Friday night.
Were you? Were you in London?
No, sir. He wanted the outdoor air. I think he's on his way back to England. But he and I were together for 2 hours, and we're trying to come up with how we're going to do this. And so you know, Mr. President, this is interesting. I contacted board leaders of the areas where I came out of the biggest majority, and I haven't met them individually. We've had a couple wars. We've got one board, the 39th board, it's an Italian board leader, Hill American Barardi. And I came out there with 16,000 majority. Another big old American, Cerise, where I came out with the next largest, 12,000 group. So I talked to them. They said, how do we do this? And I'm going to tell you, they aren't for you.
Not for you.
You know, not that you are the reason. They're fed up with permissiveness. They're fed up with a liberal attitude. Give everything to the flacks. They've had it. This is what's happened in our city. And the issue, Mr. President, is still law and order. The economy and law and order, in my opinion. I think law and order more than the economy. This is my opinion. Yeah. This is how I won against
that economy going too, but you know, a lot of other thing. I would think, you know, you take New York today, that place is almost on terminal.
They asked me about it at a press conference. I just laughed. I said he couldn't run New York. Now he wants to run the country. And they hit me with Muskie and Humphrey. I said, that might be true, but I have great respect for President Nixon.
I
think it was on national TV.
It was in the Earth's News Center.
That's where. And I'm doing all my
forever always. He's your publisher too.
Mr. President, I'm doing all my I can in my way. The people in Philadelphia know I'm for President Nixon.
Well,
I just got to come up with the best way to do it, and I'm going to accomplish it. Now, the war leaders have assured me the best way to do it is Election Day, straight Republican, boom, 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 down the line. Not from right out of the box, because what would happen without being dramatic here? A guy like Muskie, President of the United States, forget it.
You see, he's built up in the minds of some an image which is not really the same as he is now acting. I mean, he's based on some of these tough things. What do you think?
I agree absolutely. I've got two photographs that I cut out of paper. One was his, I think it was his daughter's or son's wedding. And a happy wedding. I got that, and I got that all ready to go. I'm copies of that. I got a printer that they won't be able to locate.
That's great.
And then we have another one where he took that black kid to Maine for the summer vacation right before the last election when he and they ran against you. And I get about a million of them made up, and we circulate that. See, this is the tactics they use with me.
Tell me this. What about the quiet issue there? Is it, it's really rough, is it? I mean, in Philadelphia,
Mr. President,
you say the blacks were almost against you.
Oh,
what happened to them?
They went in, yes, sir. They went in green.
And the blacks, they need a little water, too.
Exactly right. Let me tell you this, Mr. President. In my opinion, you have the blacks like I had. I didn't go into the black areas at all. You just give them $100 bill each when they're going into that election booth. Forget it.
Just like that.
Taxes are really great. Now, my opinion, I did it in Philadelphia. I didn't go into one black area.
Yeah.
I never talked race. I just ignored it.
That's right.
line, I was going to take my shot, and I would not go, and I did not go. I ignored this mark.
Tell me, what happened in the Jewish areas?
I won the Jewish areas 4-1, Mr. President. I won the Jewish area.
How did you do that?
I went in and I talked about the poor little Jewish shopkeeper that was assassinated in his place of business working 18 hours a day.
Now, the Jewish lawyers, they would tend to be because they're Democrats, mostly, or not.
And I don't believe that. That's all I'm saying. They're beginning to turn now. They're not as liberal.
I wish you'd keep us informed on that.
So, thank you, sir.
We should get some of it. I noticed that when Lindsay went down to Miami Beach, some of his friends, the Jewish people from Forest Hills, had a big, Lindsay's fixed across the sky. So some of them, maybe they're getting a little worried.
Mr. President, we had about 36, 37 Jewish shopkeepers killed in about 40 days.
All by white.
Really? That many? Why did that kid go up and assassinated?
That's what turned it.
Well, why did ever we hear about that? 37 killed?
Yes.
What? And we had this one. Just go in, give me your money. Boom, boom. We had a couple over a weekend. One businessman, they went in to rob him, and he killed one of the whole of them, and the police captured the other two. But the Jewish community is no longer liberal. That caused a trend. I won the Jewish community 4-1. I won every Puerto Rican position in the city. That surprised me.
That's
I won at 5-1. I didn't lose one Puerto Rican position.
What happened is that the fact that the Negroes were against you turned the others for you.
That's exactly right.
What is the situation in Incidentally, have you been able to get a good man to succeed you as chief?
Yes, sir.
Do you
have appointed him? You have made a post to chief, sir, to Mayor. Before I resigned, Mayor Tate
had already appointed him.
No, I told him I'll only resign on one condition.
Yeah.
That I appoint the next police chief. If not, forget it. So he said, okay, who's your choice? I spoke to a young man, Joseph O'Neill, who was honest, and the guy that
professional
police. I went to see Bill Meehan in Philadelphia
myself,
three times, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Asked him, please let me run on the Republican ticket. I can win. I even had Portage in one meeting with me. Tony Portage, who was the business agent in charge of the inaugurated clothing booth. And Portage, Meehan, and I sat down for 2 hours, and I never begged too much in my life, but I said, please let me.
When was this that you talked to Meehan?
Just maybe a month before I won as a Democrat. I believe
was there with the Johnson's OB.
What?
I was down there a while ago. I
don't think he ever wants to win.
I've never understood the Republicans in the city.
No.
But Meehan never gets right. As
my old man used to.
That's right.
But I think that Senator Scott, and I don't know this to be fact, but Scott had a lot of influence on me and thinking this is what they told me.
Maybe Scott has played another game.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, you know, he gets into our city and he turns people off.
Because he plays the other side.
Right.
Well, let me say this, that what pleases me about the whole deal is that emphasizes that, you know, there can be political friendships, there can be personal friendships, there can be partisan friendships, but those that really mean most in government are those that are based on principle. And the fact is that you and I believe in the same. And that's why it doesn't make any difference whether we were personal enemies or partisan enemies or political enemies. But we believe in the same things, and by God, we got to stick together.
Absolutely.
The good people in this country, we're striking any people, we've got to get together, or these clowns are going to take over.
Right. So, President, I wake up in the morning and go to bed at night thinking what I should do with this election, Mom and you. And I have people advising me that I'm close to, but I would like to say right out, I'm for President Nixon. Take my political shot, somebody can do more damage, they won't know where it's coming from, but we do it our way. And I've talked to about maybe 35 of the ward leaders, and it's amazing. Democrats, all their lives are now ready to do exactly what I said. They just want no part of Muskie, Humphrey. The best of what has happened in Philadelphia is Mayor Tate, my predecessor, is now Humphrey's campaign manager.
Oh,
that's the best thing that happened. probably won't get 18 votes out of all of them, because that was the albatross around my neck. Yeah. I'd have won by 100,000 more votes, but they kept on signing me to say, because it's true.
Who do you think will win the Pennsylvania primary? And Muskie would win it.
I think Muskie, because you have a governor who was a real, real creep.
Yeah.
You believe me. He has surrounded himself and made judges in our city that could never be made federal judges. Lois Sawyer, she was with the Community Legal Services, took the Philadelphia Police Department into a federal court and tried to place us in receivership after a riot. He has made a guy by the name of Julian King. He's hired all his brother-in-laws, which are all way out.
Oh, I know Walter Enberg, he's just going to...
Oh. And what he did to me, he came out about a week before. Oh, he took a brutality case. The state building, Governor Schaefer, was going to a meeting, and a bunch of militants began to throw things, and began to use some obscenities, and I was a police chief, and we really laid it on them.
Good.
Sent a couple of them to the hospital, and they had to film Governor Shatkin on TV about a week before the election. To go to film and call, said I was worse than Wallace. But Mr. Shatkin never made it again.
We found it very
unlikely. You know, I think the best thing that could be done here, if we can keep the most straight, is that you could tell all your halls up there that, look, we're going to stay loose. Stay loose from all of them. And that we're interested. We're not interested in the man's party as we are in what he believes. We've got to see what the Democratic candidate believes in before you can make up your mind. And then you move at that time. You see, that gives you plenty of time to keep you covering. But I'd stay out of the fire. What do you think, John? Stay out of
there.
I think they won't touch you up.
I think it's going to be very important.
And you can just say, well, I'm going to first stay loose. Do we say? You can say, well, what about Nixon? Yes, I met him. He's been very cooperative, and I like him. But on the other hand, this is basically not a partisan job. We're not just here to run the city. I want the cooperation of the National Administration as far as the standards come here. We're going to stay loose until, because it's a matter of principle. Whichever candidate you think is best for Philadelphia, best for law and order, and justice, that you believe in, you'll support. It depends.
If I didn't show at that convention in Miami, that would be the end of them.
That's right. If we could come anywhere near, if we could hold Philadelphia down to 100,000, if we lost it in 60 and 68 by 300,000, if we could hold it to 100,000, we'd carry the state.
Mr. President, I would say we'll break even and maybe win Philadelphia this time. This is how cut up. People.
We took with you, that's
exact. We get these war leaders to turn and deliver like I know they'll do, because they all have jobs. You know, I hire them. This is the power I have, that strong city government. I have a power there. I hire and fire them. No civil service. Half of them don't come to work. They can't get up till 11 o'clock. And they go home at 3 and at 8. They make 10, 11, 12 grand a year.
Scott has always been on the close to that liberal group, right? President Nixon. You know, that's what makes some of the revolutionary element.
Yes, sir. Yes. So now I think we're going to get it. That's what we've been talking about. That all bills again today, getting get it back cured.
Right.
But he's promised to take it up. Revolutionary record. So they started hearings.
Right.
And they're going into his bill.
Well, don't you think we're going to get it?
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to close it anymore.
I told Mayor that I thought we had it before this session was over in August.
Yeah.
But we could be of some help in the LEAA. It needs some more policing. And we could be digital. You're going to see the transportation banks today, and you're going to see some other people. After you get through with those meetings, if you want to give me a call, give me your impression, Jim.
Transportation, there's money at the end.
Yes, sir.
And they got some contracts stolen with your own contract, you see. And, but
let's kick,
if you get Bates a good kick in a run, right?
He's a good man. We got a man to do something here.
Oh, man, it's regional guys.
And sure. His regional calls have never been near the White House before. This will give them a taste of the fact that we want some special treatment. And so we're trying to get this set up so that we can begin to get some of this money flowing to you.
President, well, in the very kind, it's very nice to see you.
Yes, good to see you.
I hope you come to call up just so that I can personally get there to greet you again. You're always out there. Keep it out.
I'll be there for the mayor.
I was most of it.
Also appreciate
it.
That's so bad.
Mr. President, I have this yard.
Our local press has followed you all day from Philadelphia.
The one reason they followed me, to see, I'm sure, I don't know if it would be possible, but it would be just real quick if they get one shot of the President and I together. I'm
pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll sit down here.
Let him come in and take a shot.
They followed the whole trail of it, and that was the main reason, I'm sure.
Now, Will, just tell me. And I know you told me yesterday we discussed the problems of the city and what we could do for the LEAA and perhaps the sharing. And I'm tremendously interested in helping, you know, the city and some people in Philadelphia.
You won't get killed this time in Philadelphia, Mr. President.
You will. Thank you for the point.
I'm positive I can.
Well,
I think you're right.
Instead of going into Philadelphia,
I'm going to go with the Italian.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. And I'll be up there
everywhere you go.
Every time you come, I will do
the Jewish words too.
Possibly.
I would try not too many of them, just a couple of the greater qualities.
I see.
But my advice to you is to dress this down in black areas. And
I agree.
Yes, it's useless.
Because they, you know, we've done a lot for the last, you know, good gosh.
But all you get is a kick in the butt. Because the other side promises more, and they give them such uncomfortable, you know.
You're right.
Your message is just turning off the lights. This is the only one. I never mind the one black area, and I made up my mind because it wouldn't be any. They had me painted as the big ex-police chief who violated all their rights, and all they did was search and kill you.
You're right.
But
they'll be right in this press.
And they threw everything against me. Ramsey Clark, he came in three times.
He's a great
McGovern, he came in there. And every time they wrapped me, I picked up votes.
Now, if you saw what Wallace said the other day down in Florida, Lindsey took off on him, said that Wallace says,
they know we're talking business.
Stormtroopers.
Wallace came back and said, well, I don't know about stormtroopers. He said, but I think Mary Lindsey could sure use some troopers up there.
You could walk around the streets of Birmingham and nobody knocks you down.
But he says, I wouldn't walk around the streets of New York.
Oh, Lindsey, he
displayed so much to that permissive, ultra-liberal thing. I mean, heck, it's just disgraceful, isn't it?
Because he knows better.
He's a smart man.
He knows better.
But he's
sure hasn't worked.
You know, they're all trying to follow that, pick up that Kennedy image, which is dead.
But the morale of this police department is terrible. This Murphy is running the
hill around. Really?
Murphy,
he's a sick.
But we had a hearing.
He used to be
out against me and called me everything again.
I want you to check with the mayor before you see any people that are house departments from Philadelphia. You clear with his office. That means you personally, but you probably have a problem. And you
can also talk with us, sir. I've met every time myself.
We won't bother, don't bother him with things unless it's important. But I don't want to get in a crack between people that are his enemies. How old is that?
Personally, sir.
picture it.